And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
This Thunder Country weather update brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Get it done quick and get it done right. On this Saturday, as we look at rodeos throughout the region, we do know that we do have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms around midday. Then we'll spend the rest of the afternoon with cloudy skies and high around 79.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, doll.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in to the Coach's Corner. And yes, indeed, we have crash landed here on the north side of the Albia Square, high above the beautiful historic Albia Square. The KIC Studios, Jacob Briggs, buddy. You and I are having a nice conversation before the mic switched on, and rarely does my mind switch on to the right place. But we were having some good conversation. You're not going to be here next week. What are you doing?
Just
what are you doing?
I'm not
hooky.
Yep. So next Friday is my birthday. So
happy birthday! Now
Thank you. This
does not. You know, there's only a handful of birthdays that don't include a zero in them that are significant. So tell me about the significance of this birthday.
It'll be my 21st.
Wow! So big plans.
Oh, we'll see.
You know, Vegas would be a great destination.
Yeah, it would.
With the pay you're getting here, you might get to L.A. Lower Albia, but or La Villa, but I don't know if you'll get to Vegas. But hey, happy birthday, early birthday, because I'm not going to see you next week.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss that. You've been busy this week, too. You know, we're going to talk some sports today. We might. You never know, buddy. You never, never know. But busy week this week, and some, I'll tell you what, softball and baseball, South Central Conference, craziness, man. It is crazy. Seems like upside down world. Everybody's beating each other, and but you had to fight. All of us did, and I don't know if the vast majority of people know that we had a statewide. I think it was a national type of event with our telecommunications.
Yeah,
that made things pretty challenging on Thursday and Friday.
It sure did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, do they get this stuff figured out?
I hope so. I was checking out the stream last night that Dan did, and everything seemed okay for the most part. Anyways,
it just blows my mind the lack of redundancies and catastrophic planning. You know, you have faith that you know there's going to be a redundancy, that there's going to be a plan, and maybe there was. It just didn't look like. Although I've been an exceptional planner. Right. And realized when the plan needed to be executed that the executionist, that's what happens to my. See, I don't execute. I'm an executionist. Mm-hmm. I kill the plan, so it isn't always that you have a plan. It's being able to execute the plan. And sometimes We execute the plan, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So 21, buddy, high aspirations for a Friday that I think is going to be filled with fun.
Thank you.
So I hope you have a good birthday. The Memorial Day weekend out at Welcome Home Soldier, you were out mm-hmm. there. You know, anytime you're out there, you can't help but come away moved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hearing the Comstock story and wow.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it was, you just left speechless. I mean, it was powerful.
Powerful stuff. And we're sandwiched right here between the 4th of July. And so continue to have our hometown hero segments coming to you. And I promise that we're going to bring some of those to you. Today, we're going to talk some baseball and softball. Brad DeMoss is not going to be here in the studio this morning. He is around the softball diamond and because he's watching his daughter play softball. So we'll check in with him in a second. They got a good win last night. And good week for them, doubleheader. This conference is crazy, both baseball and softball. He's watching his daughter play on a team that lost a couple of games back-to-back, and that wasn't expected. But the resiliency, bouncing back. Coach Hill and Dan Stocker were able to meet last night. Coach is coaching right now. The tip-off or the first pitch 7 minutes away. I think they start at 9:15, and so he was not going to be able to join us live. So Dan... my good buddy, I miss Dan. I miss hanging out with him, and it'd been a while since he'd been in the saddle. It's been a while since I've been in the saddle broadcasting a ball game, right? Mm-hmm. Back to wrestling, So I'm kind of missing it, it's sometimes getting back in the saddle. It's a little rough ride. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dan had a rough ride with it, but Jacob's shaking his head. Yeah, I don't know, Jacob. Jacob has to make us look really good. He's like the makeup artist after the radio producer is doing the producing after the words are said. So a makeup artist is putting the makeup on before they go on the screen. With radio, he doesn't have that ability. Mm-hmm. So he's going to make us look good after we've already... Yeah, so anyway, good luck with that, Jacob. But Dan caught up with Coach Hill last night after the ball game, and Albia lost to Cardinal. By the way, Cardinal is just really tearing it up. They're having a great season. Sheraton, who I found to be the favorite, we'll break down the standings here in a few seconds, but interesting times here. And interesting times, Jacob, right now it is about 1 week and 20 hours from the start of the Ironman in Des Moines, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm getting that nervous stomach, mm-hmm. right? Do you get nervous stomach? Yes. In a big moment, do you find yourself in that nervous stomach moment? Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting that a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's starting to sit in, so I thought I would grab another tremendous athlete, a young man. He's young. He's not a kid. He's got two kids. He was out coaching last night. And the funny thing is that when he's out coaching last night, this young man that's going to stop by here, I was drawn back in my mind when I was out coaching and he was in one of those little uniforms. And he was a heck of a ball player. My wife actually had him in at the daycare.
Really?
Yeah. And she said, I knew... since he was a little boy, he was going to be a great athlete. And he is a great athlete. And he's going to stop by here later in the hour. Nathan Graham is going to stop by, and he is going to be running the Ironman. It's not running. We're going to talk about it. And I thought I'd get his perspective. This will be his repeat of the Des Moines Ironman, which is coming up a week from today or a week from tomorrow. 1 week. It's less than 20 hours right now. And trust me. The minutes, the seconds matter in the time that you had to prepare for it. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to visit with him and kind of get, it's like, where are they now type of thing. And combined with, hearing the work that takes to pull off this event. And maybe it'll make my nervous stomach get even more nervous. Is that the right word, Jacob? Are you getting nervous stomach right now? I think because Friday's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I do think a trip to Vegas would be good.
what was that movie that they did in Vegas?
Vacation?
No, not Vacation. That Vegas Vacation's pretty good. Oh, come on. It's they've made a series out of a classic. Mm. Oh my gosh. Oh, we'll think of it. We'll come back. We'll think of it, Jacob. But I can see you out on the Vegas trip and you and your wolf pack. I think the KIC boys need to take a trip to Vegas.
That would be good.
You know, and not lone shots, all of us together. Mm-hmm. The wolf pack. With yeah. Millage, he's not the alpha male. I can tell you that right now. He is not the alpha male. All right. Another thing I'm a little excited about. We're going to be at Snack Shack coming up. They're going to have their 20th anniversary. We're going to go out there and celebrate. I'm looking forward to that. Selena and Roy Henderson, the Henderson family, they've ran that. And, look at the renovations and where it's come. People, you can't remember what it used to be.
Right.
And now it's a must stop here. And so I can't wait for that. We're going to have the party box out there. And, we'll be having some fun. So I know they'll have a bunch of surprises up their sleeves to have some fun for everybody celebrating 20 years. Good stuff. All right, Jacob Briggs, are you ready?
I believe so.
All right, the fastest hour on all radio is going to continue when we come back. Buckle them up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner. And we'll come back and talk with Coach Brad DeMoss, who will be fence side along the softball diamond as the Lady D's are in action right about now. That first pitch is taken off. And you're listening to the Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't even think about it. Stay right here.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
This is Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. CVC is pleased to announce the two students who have been selected to represent the cooperative on the 2024 Youth Tour trip to Washington, D.C. Congratulations to Brenna Whitley of Moravia and Ethan Stalzer of Albia. Both will join around 40 other Iowa students and more than 1,400 high school students from across the U.S. in Washington, D.C. from June 15th through the 21st. They will get an inside look at the federal government, tour the city, develop leadership skills, gain a better understanding of electric cooperatives, and make friendships that will last beyond the week.
What's holding you back from living your best life? If it's poor credit or no credit, Community First Credit Union has the solution for you. With our new Charge Up Credit Builder program, we make it possible for you to establish or rebuild your credit so you can achieve your dreams, whether it's owning a home, purchasing a vehicle, or something else. So, what do you say? Why not let Community First Credit Union help you charge up your credit to new heights? Subject to approval and program qualifications, Equal Housing Opportunity, federally insured by the NCUA.
Locally owned, locally operated, and regionally loved, Mahaska Drug, Highway 92 West in Oskaloosa, is holding their 6th annual Barbecue in their parking lot. Plenty of pets to view. It's a Barbecue. Bring your pets as well. It'll be held Saturday, June 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Locally owned, locally operated, and regionally loved, Mahaska Drug, Highway 92 West in Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Let's talk some baseball here this morning. Coach Brad DeMoss joining me. Fence side, I'm going to guess, because that's where you hang out when you're a coach. You know, you're just hanging around the fence at a ball diamond someplace. And then Coach DeMoss, I know you're likely watching your daughter. I hear that in the noise in the background, so it's underway. But it's probably relaxing to be on the other side of the fence after another drama-filled week baseball.
Yeah, it is fun to be here watching both my daughters play.
Yeah,
as we're on the left side of the infield. Yeah, I got two of them here. Chloe and Lily's both on the left side of the infield this year. And yeah, it's an exciting week for the Blue Demon baseball team.
Coach, before we break down this week, this conference, you called it out of the gate, and both of us, I think, were a little apprehensive, thinking that we were going to mention Clark as being, the top gun. They've proven that. They're out in front 8-0, I think, on the season. But from there, it is absolute chaos around the conference. I mean, it is a parody, as much as parody as I've seen from this league. It's any team, any night.
Yeah, that's we're all pretty young, and the pitching staffs are the thing that's holding the teams together. And right out of the gate, I knew Clark had the stuff to do it, and they're just proving themselves over there night in, night out. And we had a big week with going over to Eddyville, and our pitchers dueled, and Hunter Cagle, he came through a complete game for us. Didn't expect that, how I said he had the knee surgery this year, off season, but he come out and threw 110 pitches to complete the game and got us a big win there. And then we had Davis County at home, and again, Connor McFall, he stepped up, a 10th grader came out, and he pitched a complete game for us in the first game of the night and got that win. And then we lost the nightcap, another hard fought game. But then last night, with Cardinal coming down, we just had Carson Stone, 10th grader, come up, and he could throw 85 pitches, and he was able to get us his 85. And then Jackson Strickler came in and shut the door and gave us the 3-1 victory. So yeah, the young pitching staff that I have has really developed pretty good, and we're playing good ball right now.
Absolutely, tremendous week for you guys, Coach. Let's go back to that Hunter Cagle, that 4-3 win at Eddyville. The decision to go the whole way. I mean, very, 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 very rarely do you see a high school kid carry the mound the entire ball game.
Yeah, he was having low numbers in the pitch count early on in the game, and he kept saying he was feeling good and his knees were holding out, so they were hitting solid contact on him, so we decided to roll with him and let him see, because we knew we had five more games for the week, so we had to have our pitchers go long in the games, and with him doing that, that just freed up another pitcher for later on that week, so it was great to see him do that.
Coach, you're 2 weeks in basically in the season, and you're starting to see some things. What are the things that are formulating that you say, hey, I start to see this trend happening with this team? This is, I think, where we're going to really start to shine.
We're finally picking up the ball a lot and getting stringing hits back to back to back, and we struggled with that the first week where we come out of the gate hitting the ball, and then all of a sudden it just quit. Well, now the floodgates opened up this week, and hopefully it carries into next week as we got bigger games next week and better competition as far as who we're going to see.
Well, there's this team called Martinsdale St. Mary's that's on your list starting Monday, buddy. That's a program that's always it's just synonymous with baseball.
Yes, they've always been consistently good. And I think they're 5-3 on the season. And then we'll host Linville Soley, which is the number two team in 1A. So we'll have them on Tuesday night. And then we go to Knoxville on Wednesday. And then Friday we'll have Sheraton, which is, I think, number two in our conference right now.
Yeah, you're in Sheraton right there. Yeah. I'm not good with this math. I think that's 8 games. Is that right? 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry, 6 games for you guys next week. Yeah,
6 games.
6 games in 5 days is what I was trying to get to. This was a busy week, but next week's even busier. And you got to go back to the topic of going into this week is how do you put enough arms out there. And you're dealing with young guys, Connor McFall coming forward for you, Jackson Strickler, those guys really stepping up. But you're going to have that on a repeated basis, continuously in this.
Yeah. Yep. We found a few other ones this week with the Kegel, the Kennedy brothers. They moved in from Atoma last year, and this would be their first year playing for us. And yeah, they've came in relief, and they've threw strikes, and we're consistent. So we know we have them two guys, and then I still got a few more that are not really dominant pitchers, but they can eat up the innings when we need them to. So just keeping going long in our games with our starters can really benefit us later on in the week, as long as we can stay throwing strikes and less balls.
Well, pretty impressive, Coach. You not only you talked about it earlier when you were throwing and Hunter earlier in the week threw a lot of strikes, he hit the ball, but now the defense has got to pick it up. And honestly, this team has done a really good job defensively of not combining errors on top of errors and taking care of the baseball when it's hit at them.
Yeah, Monday night was our bad night over there at Oski. And then we come back, and I think we might only have had the rest of the week in them five games was two or three errors. So, I mean, they've got their defense stepped up so far, and it's been really nice to see a fundamentally sound baseball team out there on the diamond. It's been a few years that we've had a good defensive team, and it does make it a special night whenever you can do that.
All right, Coach, I can hear the clapping in the background. We don't know which way that clapping's going for, but maybe you can give us a quick update on the ball game that you're watching right now.
Well, it's 2-0 them in the bottom of the first, and it looks like Addie Pearson's on the mound throwing the first game, so looks like Lady Leagues will have their work cut out for them going forward in the tournament today.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Outstanding week for the guys. And again, in a conference that's going to be night in and night out a challenge. And you got a fast and busy week ahead of you. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to being there along the way.
Hey, Jason, I appreciate it. Thanks again for covering us.
That's Coach Brad DeMoss, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons. A couple big week for them. Congrats, Hunter Kegel, man. Coming off a knee surgery, going the distance against a really good program, and then for these young arms to start coming through. The Albion's baseball program going the right direction, and a busy, busy week ahead. A couple of doubleheaders to end the week. It's going to be fast and furious, as it always is this time of year. A timeout. We'll come back. Coach Hill is, he's on the other side of that fence that Coach DeMoss was watching his daughters play. But last night, after that loss to Cardinal, Dan Stocker had a chance to catch up with him after back-to-back losses, Davis County and again, in a conference, so we'll break down the conference standings here in a second, this conference, both boys and girls, is really, really tight. Lots of competition. Right now, the two C's on the opposite ends of the geographics of this conference, Clark, baseball, Cardinal, and softball. Those two C's leading the conference, both boys and girls. And we'll come back and we'll catch up with an interview that Dan Stocker had with Coach Hill after this timeout. And then hang on to your britches. I'm going to have some fun. Nate Graham's going to stop by here in a little bit, and we're going to talk with him about Ironman. What it means. What is it? And what in the world would make a guy want to do it? Well, we'll get his perspective, and we'll get through this fast hour. Keep it buckled up. You're on the ride. That is the Coach's Corner.
Saving money on Hunter ceiling fans for Menards and keep the air moving in your home. We carry the largest selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. The Allendale ceiling fan comes in three available finishes. Perfect for any room in your home. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
If you've ever had work done on your home,
You know how hard it can be finding someone that you can count on to return phone calls, show up for an appointment, or keep to a construction schedule, and maybe most importantly, address problems when they arise. Since 1993, Phillips Floors has built their reputation with reliable, high-quality flooring installation and service. We stand behind what you stand on is more than just a motto. It's the way they conduct their business. Phillips Floors, your family-owned, farmer-owned, Southern Iowa flooring company. Visit them at their Indianola showroom, online at phillipsfloors.com, or call today for an estimate, 515-961-7300. Be sure to ask about the 18-month interest-free financing. Again, stop by their Indianola showroom, online at phillipsfloors.com, or call today, 515-961-7300.
Craig Ford is more than just the name of our business. It's my name and my reputation. Craig Ford is committed to providing you with the highest in customer service and the peace of mind in knowing we won't be beat on price. Check out our website at craigford.com and compare our prices with our competitors. Craig Ford won't be beat on price. Let me say that one more time. Craig Ford won't be beat on price.
At Lucas County Health Center, they understand that sore throats and fevers don't take weekends off, and neither do they. If you wake up on Saturday morning and you're not feeling well, don't wait until Monday. They're here for you 7 days a week. See Lucas County Health Center. Always caring, always home.
Hoekstra Chiropractic knows every commercial driver on the road today is required to take a DOT physical for their CDL license. Not having proof of your DOT physical can keep you from getting your CDL renewed, and that means you're off the road and not making any money. Don't let that happen to you. I'm Dr. John Hoekstra in Oskaloosa and perform DOT physicals. I accept new patients and will work with your schedule. Call 641-672-0150 and make your appointment today, South 16th Street in Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back in Fast Hour All Radio. Jacob, we're almost halfway through.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. And Millie's, you know, we're probably celebrating 20 years of this show, the longest running continuous show, sports show, and I remember when you came to me and said, you know, do you think we could do a 30-minute show with Community First Credit Union? It really wants to do this Coach's Corner thing. I don't know if anybody's going to listen. I still don't know if anybody listens, but, you know, it's occasionally going over the air. You know, many people hear, very few listen. I don't know if anybody actually listens. I don't know if it would be even worth your health to stay listening. But 30 minutes, I thought, man, he's looking at me like, can you think you can feel 30 minutes? I'm like, and every week we have to try to figure out how we're going to get off the air on time. And for most of those 20 years, until Briggs came along, we didn't get off on time. There was many 30-minute shows that were 2 hours long. So, yeah, here we are halfway through. Jacob and we're still trying to fight through halfway through. Yeah. All right, you just you're looking at me like, well, you got to go, got to go. Well, let's take a look at this conference. The Lady D's in the South Central Conference, the crazy, tough, competitive conference that this is. I mean, you have Centerville, Eddyville, Cardinal, Albia, Knoxville, Davis County, Clark. Jacob, when you go through this conference, there's not a team here that has not given a run to the state tournament. Mm-mm. And recently, this is just nuts. Night in, it's going to night out. It's going to be that way. But Cardinal right now, I tip my hat. Did not see that coming. That shame on me. But right now, they are at the top of the conference, and it's followed up with Centerville, Eddyville, Albia, and Sheraton, Knoxville, all right there in Davis County, which was at the state tournament a year ago. And then Clark, maybe the other surprise. They have not won a game yet. That is how really good this conference is. Well, Albia found out how good this conference is. One of the powerhouses in softball in the state of Iowa. That has become the Lady D's. And they come up short in a couple of ball games this week. Dan Stocker last night after the loss to Cardinal had a chance to catch up with Coach Darren Hill. And here's the conversation they had. Hey, Dan.
Thank you, Jason. I have caught up here. It's Friday night here at Lizzie Alexander Field and caught up with head coach, Coach Hill, after tonight's game. Saturday morning as we're doing the show, and they're going to be busy with the tournament. There's no rest for the wicked here, and the weary don't need it here for the ADD squad. But, Coach, let's talk about the last two nights here, Thursday night, Friday night. South Central Conference action, you're jumping right into it. The good quality teams. And then Funchy come up a little short. Talk about these last two games between Davis County and Cardinal.
Yeah, I tell you, you're exactly right. This conference, it seems like it's pretty much anybody's ball game. Whoever's going to win or score one more run than the other opponent. But we got beat 5-4 against Davis County on Thursday night. And, we got down 5-0. And we made a pitching change. And I tell you, Addie Pearson come in and threw lights out. She struck out 9 in 4 innings and only faced 12 batters. So, you know, that's nice to see out of a young freshman. But we came back. And you know, those are things, that the sign that, you know, we're there. We're right there. We just have to understand that we can't get so far behind that we can't come back. And, you know, that's what happened against Davis County, and very similar tonight here against Cardinal. You know, we were down 3-0 and battled back and cut it to 3-2, and that's the way it ended, 3-2. So, you know, we're doing a lot of things right on the defensive side. We need to see the ball better. We've got to put the ball in play a little better than we are. But, you know, it's still early. The season's not over. And as you mentioned, for our tournament on Saturday, you know, no rest for the wicked. We're just going to see number 6 Mount Vernon. So, you know, I would assume they're pretty darn good. So the teams, when we get out of our conference, when we play in these tournaments, we don't get any slouches either. But that's fine. You know, again, we play a good competition for a reason. We know we're going to see those types of teams at the end of the season when regional start, so we just as well play them during the regular season. But you know, we'll see. We'll get hopefully get a good night's sleep and revamp. We're going to hit early in the morning before we leave and see if we can shake these blues a little bit and be able to see the ball a little better and put the ball in play. And you know, we usually play pretty well over at Oski tournaments. So I'm hoping the past few years holds true, and we continue to play well again tomorrow.
You know, we've been talking on the last few games here we've covered, and you know, you and all the teams in Iowa softball, you know, not having a lot of time to practice for the season with spring sports going so late and the summer season kicking so or a week early. And that being said, to me, the biggest thing to try to adjust is the defense. And tonight, from last night to tonight, two very good teams really saw the defense step up and get better and make those plays. I won't say get better because they were good the two nights ago as well, but Thursday night, but you know, just you're making the plays, and you've got to be pleased that it's hard to do that. That's a dance that takes a lot of practice and repetition. You guys just haven't had, and no teams have, no excuses. But that's got to be hard and really gratifying to at least see that improvement defensively tonight against Cardinal.
Yeah, it is. You know, defensively, we've been pretty salty, and you know, as you mentioned, we haven't had a lot of opportunity. But last year, we worked on it so hard, and that was our focus last year, and a lot of that is carried over into this year when we do get an opportunity to practice. We're having really good practices. Our defense is playing really well. I think tonight we made one mistake, and it's not even a big mistake, and that's throwing the ball to the not hitting our cut, you know, and giving up that extra base. It didn't hurt us, but you know, if that's the biggest issue that we're having right now on the defensive side, then things are pretty good, and they really are. You know, we made plays, no errors again tonight. So you know, as long as we play tough defense and our pitching stays fairly solid like it it has been. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in every game, but we got to figure out how to manufacture some runs. And if that's, you know, bunting and to try to get a runner at second and get a single to score, or try to tag Saylor again from third base on a ball hit to the shortstop in the air, and she catches it and we tag her and she scored just like she did Thursday night. But you know, those are things that we really have to do better, as we can get runners on, but we've got to figure out a way to get those runners in. And if we can do that, we're you know, again, this isn't a lost season by any means. We've lost two games by one run apiece. So but if we can start manufacturing runs or scoring runs when we get runners on, we're going to be pretty tough.
You know, and I think that's you already alluded to it earlier, and that's, I think, gets lost on people. What I really love about you historically, and more so this year than ever, is the quality of opponents you're scheduling. The conference is always salty, but your non-conference, the tournaments and everything, you guys aren't shying away from anyone. And yes, there may be some games that look a little rough and a little, oh gosh, darn it, what's wrong with the squad? But it's not. It's about the marathon, not the sprint here. And you know, it's the end of the year that matters. Nobody's going to remember a June or May game. Heck, we're still in May. Nobody's going to remember a May game. We're going to remember that July game. And talk about how you're going to continue to try to build the team and get them going and improving from where they are today, which is a very good level, and getting it even better come playoff time.
Well, you know, again, our schedule, last I looked, there was 14 ranked teams on our schedule. You know, a doubleheader with number two, Dubuque Wallard in our class, you know. But we're going to use that. I mean, that's going to be fun for the kids. We're going to go to the University of Iowa Fields and play a doubleheader with them. And, you know, number two, Sigourney, we put on our schedule for some reason, and then we've got number three Wayne a couple times, and you know, and oh, did I mention we get Southeast Polk and Solon, and you know, so there's a lot of
cupcakes.
Yeah, you know, you gotta put some teams in there like that once in a while just to get you a win. But no, you know, really the philosophy behind the program, and it's been that way for as long as I can remember, is you've got to play good teams to get better. It does you no good to go beat somebody 15-0. You don't learn anything. The team you play doesn't learn anything. You know, I'd rather play a team our level or better and get beat. And you can learn things from that. And those are the types of that's why we do that. We don't do that for now. We don't put extra pressure on the kids or make people wonder what the heck we're doing. We do that for July and you know, the opportunity to play those good teams come back to us. You know, we're going to concentrate on hitting the ball, you know, more, better, get every opportunity. And I think right now, we're having to play games to do that. You know, we play every day next week, but Friday. The following week, we play every day, but I think even the freshmen play every day. But Tuesday, we got a Tuesday off for the varsity. So, you know, we're having to learn on the go, and we're facing some pitchers that are pretty darn hard to hit anyway. You know, it's not like they're just feeding mediocre fastballs down the middle of the plate. You know, they've got some movement, and so we're learning as we go and trying to get better that way. And, you know, until the state does something a little bit different to equal out everything, you know, it makes it tough. You know, it really does, and that's no excuse for us, because every team has that same issue. But you know, the only thing, and a lot of the coaches that I've been talking to, move the season back for us a little bit, even a week, and give us 30 games and that's it. Yeah. You know, instead of, oh, you can play 40 games, but let's start you in April when soccer and track and tennis and golf and all those other sports are going on. You just don't get, you know, you don't get a practice. We had two practices this whole year where we've had the whole team. So, you know, it seems a little funky. It seems like we're not doing a lot of things right. But in reality, with what we've had to deal with, the weather's been crappy. So, you know, again, that's no excuse for the Alpia. That's an excuse for everybody. But I think as we continue to play in the next week and a half, you'll start seeing some differences. And we're going to be okay. You know, it's tough to lose two games, one run apiece, but we're going to be just fine. We're going to keep battling, and good things are going to happen for Lady D's.
Coach, I have no doubt about it. We're going to look forward to bringing the coverage all year long. We're going to get most of those conference games in. We will be up at Iowa City doing that doubleheader for folks. So, yeah, I was going to miss that game. That's going to be a good one. So, just really excited for where the team is. But go get them the rest of the year. Good luck today in Oskaloosa. Get some really quality opponents and continue to get this team better for the season.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Coach Hill. taking a little time out here Friday night after their game. Tough losses the last two nights, but you can hear the joy and the enthusiasm he's got for the squad and looking forward to what the season's going to bring for him. Well, that's going to do it right here for us. Jason, we're going to take a time out. You've been listening to Coach's Corner. We'll be right back after this quick timeout.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
This is Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. CVC is pleased to announce the two students who have been selected to represent the cooperative on the 2024 Youth Tour trip to Washington, D.C. Congratulations to Brenna Whitley of Moravia and Ethan Stalzer of Albia. Both will join around 40 other Iowa students and more than 1,400 high school students from across the U.S. in Washington, D.C. from June 15th through the 21st. They will get an inside look at the federal government, tour the city, develop leadership skills, gain a better understanding of electric cooperatives, and make friendships that will last beyond the week.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. I promise you we're going to talk to an athlete here today. We finally got him in here. Nathan Graham is going to join us. And Nate, we're going to talk about this nutty thing called Ironman here in a second. I got to catch up with you a little bit. It's pretty pathetic because I was asking you, hey, where are you at? And he said, well, I've been working for Vermeer for 10 years. I'm like, holy crap, you can't be. Because, you know, you're still that little boy. And you may not remember this. By the way, we are here in the Coach's Corner. I've got Nathan Graham here. And my wife worked at the preschool and the daycare. And then she became the preschool teacher. And she was, you know, every time your name comes across or I see you, she goes back to, oh, I knew he was going to be a great athlete. He's a little boy. I just knew it. And then seeing you in that Mets outfit, in my mind, I just can't believe how fast time goes by. But you've been here, but you've been working. And tell us a little bit about you and yourself. You know, you graduate out of high school, and then tell us about your life before we get into this crazy athletic stuff.
I'm getting old.
Whatever. Sit up there in the mic, though.
So, I graduated from Albia High School in 2008. I played baseball at William Penn in college for a year, graduated from William Penn in 2012, and I went to Vermeer shortly after that. Been at Vermeer for 10 years now. It's kind of crazy to think about. I still live in Albia today. Married, got two kids, Maggie and Nash and Margo at home listening right now.
Now you're coaching too, right? That was a pretty interesting. I ran into you at the softball diamond on Thursday, and saw you, and I said, oh my gosh, where does time go? You're out there coaching, and I was still seeing you in that little in the Mets outfit.
So my daughter's in softball, boys in t-ball. It's gonna be a busy summer, so I'm coaching my daughter. That's been fun. Busy summer, time's gonna fly, especially with all these Ironmans and different competitions I'm wanting to do. Time sure does fly.
Baseball, buddy, the Graham name is just synonymous with anything that's around ball, all right? And baseball's been kind of a passion of yours, obviously, since you were a kid playing baseball. But here in Albia, and I know you keep track of the teams, but you just fell in love with baseball as a little kid.
Oh, yeah, love it. From T-ball all the way to now, I wish I could still play it. Baseball's always been, you know, my favorite sport, my biggest passion. So I love to go out and, you know, watch the softball and baseball teams from time to time when I can get out. Baseball was a huge part of my life.
I think it's genetically imparted to a Graham, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think we all play it. We're all pretty good, too.
Pretty darn good, I'm going to say. You don't just play. You play it pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Hey, We're going to talk about this Ironman, but I don't know if people know what an Ironman is. So I thought maybe you could tell them what is it an Ironman? Because I've told people I'm doing this Ironman, and they look at me like, oh, yeah. you know.
They don't know.
Somebody thought I had a condition.
They look at you weird.
Yeah, they did. Okay. And so they started asking, this is no joke. A week ago, I said I had to go do something, and it had to do with the Ironman. And they were asking my wife, is he okay?
Like, guy wants to be healthy and fit. So yeah, something must be wrong with
him. Yeah, something wrong with him. So he's got an iron deficiency. Is he,
what an Ironman is just, it's a three sport event, really, a triathlon, which is swim, bike, and run. The swim this is a half Ironman distance, so 70.3 miles. Full Ironman is 140.6 miles, but the one in Des Moines this year is a 70.3. So the swim is 1.25 miles. You start with the swim. From there, you transition onto the bike, where you'll bike 56 miles around Des Moines, out to the outskirts of Des Moines. After the 56 miles, you come back, put your run shoes on, and run a half marathon. So it's pretty intense, high endurance. You'd definitely be exhausted when you're done, but it's fun. At the same time, I know it sounds crazy, but amongst it all, there is a lot of fun in it to be had. And just watching all the different walks of life participate in it, from young kids to old men. I think there was an 80-year-old last year that did it. So it's pretty inspirational to watch and see, and I'm glad to take a part of it. This is my second year doing it, so
it's a dude event. Excited. From your perspective, why did you decide you wanted to do something like this craziness?
I don't know. I originally set out years ago just to lose weight, try and get in shape. I did a lot of running and some biking and stuff, and I started to fall in love with running, and it made me feel good. So I entered some half marathons. I did a full marathon last year. I just kind of fell in love with it. Made me feel good, gave me a goal to work towards, kept me motivated. It's fun in general. And it's somewhat of a hobby for me now, just to keep moving. And it's kind of a good thing to show the kids, to be active and get up and move,
right?
Yeah, be disciplined, set goals, no matter how old you are, young or old, set goals, whatever it is, and try to strive to reach those goals.
Loving running. It sounds crazy. And it becomes an addiction.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's a hard one to get across to people, but it's an addiction. Well, I'm going to talk about your training here in a few seconds, but most people are worrying how they're going to get out and train. But if I was to sit here and talk with you long enough, I think the thing we would be talking about is, gosh dang it, I can't miss it this time. It goes from trying to find a way to do it to, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to survive if I don't do it.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a mentality thing. This whole, when you're out there going, 90% of it's probably mental, just in your mind, just to keep going. It's hard to explain how you fall in love with something like that and just want to keep doing it. Like, you get home and you're, rather than sit on the couch, I'm like, well, why don't I go run 10 miles?
Right.
it sounds crazy, but it makes me feel good. I've never felt better in my whole life, really. And I'm 34 now, so.
You're 34. I've got 20 years on you. I'm 54, dude, and it would go away. The addiction kind of gets a little more addictive, and then you have 20 years more of wear and tear on a body, and so you don't recover as quick. I can tell you that
for sure.
But the addiction doesn't get less; it gets more. Tell us a lot of training going involved. Let's face the question: why do this? Why do the Ironman?
I love fitness. I guess the main thing I love just being in shape and getting out and doing something and and having something to motivate me to go. As far as my training, I work through most of the winter when I know I signed up for this race. Heck, more than 6 months ago, probably last summer, probably right after I finished my last one, I signed up for the next one because I was ready to roll. So I train through the winter. I swim in Pella on my lunch breaks two or three times a week. I try to get a good 50 miles or so on the bike a week. The bike's probably the hardest discipline to do because you got to go out so long and take so much time to set up. And then my average run distance a week is probably 30 miles right now.
Yeah.
I've been up as much as 60 miles in a week. But my training probably, 10 to 15 hours a week I probably spend on, you know, training and working out. And
still into, you find some time for weightlifting or everything. It's just, the word I don't want to even talk about. This is probably the most painful part of all of it's stretching.
Yeah. I stretch every night. I think I've stretched every night for the last 2 years. Probably you can ask my wife right before bed. I'm always by the side of the bed stretching for 20 to 30 minutes. And that's been huge for just recovery and not, you know, getting injuries later down the road, whatever it may be. So stretching's been huge part of it too. I spend hours a week stretching as well. So, and speaking of my wife, I have to thank her.
I gotta say that we're going to get to that because I was not, you know, because this is kind of a very selfish thing that you and I are doing. Be quite frank about it.
Yep. So you have to, and she's been great. So I want to thank her for just allowing me the time to get out and do this. So time away from her and the kids. You know, Saturday morning you get up and you're like, hey, I'm going to be gone, you know, on the bike or the run for 2 or 3 hours, so I'll be back at lunchtime. So that's kind of difficult to try and squeeze that stuff in and get it done. But they allow me to do it, and I appreciate all the, you know, sacrifice that they give to let me do it.
And you know, it's a constant mental battle for a person. So without that support but, you know, I know it is kind of a selfish thing, right? But at the same token, you know, the very first thing you get on the airplane there, they're demonstrating the oxygen tank, the oxygen mask falling down there. And they tell you to put yours on first. And it's like the way I see it is I got to take care of myself first so that I'm fully capable of taking care of my family the way I want to.
Right.
That mental aspect of life. And you said it earlier, you know, it's a great discipline you're showing your kids, and that physical health is important. Right?
Right.
For their overall well-being.
Yeah. Because now my kids, whenever they see me, they're like, can I go on a run with you? Can I go on a bike?
Oh, I'm still I'm now at the grandkids. You know, last night you see me holding my grandson. I'm waiting for that next generation to start to want to run with me. Somebody to come run with grandpa, right?
Yeah for sure.
Well, did I say grandpa? Dude, how hard that is to say.
You're getting old, Jason.
Yeah, I know, brother. I know. So, hey, this, by the way, is called therapy for the broadcaster because I needed Nate to come in today to help me mentally prepare for what this craziness that I want to do because I think it was important to set goals and go and achieve them, right? I think that's a good example for your kids and your grandkids to come, right? But now I got the stomach thing coming on. It's called a nervous stomach. And so, you know, tell us, you know, going through this, what is the biggest challenges in race day? And because, you know, you go and do these disciplines, and we do bricks. By the way, maybe you can explain what a brick workout is. So, because people are like, when I say I did a brick.
Yeah. So a brick workout is just multiple workouts in a row. So whether it's you go from a swim directly to hopping on the bike and, you know, putting in 30 miles and then go to the run, just kind of training yourself for that day. I do a lot of just bikes. I'll go out and bike 30 miles and then come home and throw my run shoes on and go run 6 or 7 miles. So that's
the jelly legs, right?
Yeah. Get your legs fatigued and jellied. So,
race day. Tell me, last year was your first Ironman in Des Moines, correct?
Yep.
What was some of those things that stood out? Hey, you're going to now not only tell us those difficult parts, but you're also helping train me for what I don't know.
Yeah. So you will have nerves. I mean, I'll have nerves too. Everybody has the nerves. And the hardest part of it for me was definitely the bike, just probably because I don't train probably as hard as I should for the bike. So, you know, once you, the swim is hard as well. I mean, obviously you got to be a good swimmer to swim that far. And when you're out there, you know, trying to paddle amongst, I mean, there's 2,000 people or something, you know, out in Grays Lake at one time, paddling, not all at the same time, but you have 10 guys paddling around you and you're trying to see where you're going and find your way around the buoys to make it to the finish line of the swim and get to the bike. And then once you get on the bike, you're trying to, again, I go to the mental game of it where you're 30 miles in and your legs are exhausted and you're like, I still got 20 miles to bike and right. then I got to run a half marathon.
Right.
So a lot of it is that mental part and you'll push, I mean, to push through the midway point and just get over the hill and you eventually settle in to your pace and everything kind of fades away and you're just rolling. And I don't know how to explain it.
The suck.
You embrace the suck.
Nutrition.
So I take in a bunch of carbs before I swim. So I have some gels and stuff that I'll take.
You keep them in your pocket?
Before the swim, yeah. Keep them in your pocket and right before the swim, take those in, get off and hop on the bike. And I have my bike loaded with like Clif bars and different gels and stuff. So on the bike, I'm like eating all the time. You're basically pedaling and eating just to keep your body fueled and ready for the run. And then once you get to the run, I have gels too with, you know, caffeine and sugars in them and just to keep your body moving.
Oh, my Ironman buddy, Nathan Graham. All right, buddy. Hey, we're going to have fun next week.
For sure.
I'll grab you up there. Hey, Jacob, you know, Joe Millie, is Joe around?
I'm not sure.
He's going to be stopping by here. You know, I was trying to think of that movie. You're 21. You know, you're going to have a birthday. You want to go to Vegas. And I was thinking about this Wolfpack thing. What is this? It was a Wolfpack. Play this clip.
All right.
I want to talk about something.
This is Joe Millie's preparing his speech for Jacob Briggs next Friday.
I'd like to say something that prepared tonight.
All right. Alan.
Hello. How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City. You guys might not know this.
It was a hangover, Jacob Briggs. And buddy, I hope you're going to have a good birthday next week, next Friday. Joe Millage and his Wolf Pack speech. I do believe Joe needs to join us and go to Vegas and get the Wolf Pack together. We should be doing this for your birthday.
For sure.
What are you going to do for your birthday? You haven't told us yet.
I plan to go down to my parents and have supper with my parents and my brother.
Very good.
We'll see what happens after that.
I have a feeling there'll be more after that. Nate, are you ready for this?
Oh, absolutely. Are you?
Yet to be determined, buddy. Man, you look great. I was really excited when I found out you're doing this. This app called Strava, I started seeing your name pull up. I'm like, Nate? I did not know he was a runner, right?
I didn't either.
And I'm like, dude! And then to find out you're doing the Ironman, I was like thrilled and thrilled to see you out there with your kids and coaching and ground the game that I know that you love and you got a beautiful family and good stuff, man. You're inspiration to your kids and to their family, and we're gonna get you back on here talk more sports. Sound good?
For sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me,
Nathan Graham, Ironman, and gonna go with another Ironman, second one. And he's going to help pull me through on this thing. All right, folks, the Fast Hour on All Radio has come to a conclusion. You got one thing left to do on this.